producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here we are swinging through that weekend, and an interesting weekend I think it'll be after Mother's Day. A lot of people were traveling. Maybe now you're just planting yourself at home and relaxing. Some things to think about, which are pretty interesting. Things that happened this past week in politics included the Gallup survey that told us what we already knew, that 72% of us want to fire most of Congress. And, you know, while you're listening to me say that, you're probably thinking, this is a familiar conversation. We've been down this road before, and we've heard people before us and people before them say, we get rid of the bums, we can't stand them, they're not doing anything. But truly, this goes beyond that. I think the frustration level is almost unbreakable. I don't even know what we could do to break it up, except for change the players, but that doesn't ever seem to work. The majority of Americans opposed to Obamacare and thinking that health care has gotten worse in the nation, I think is going to affect some of the incumbents who voted for the Affordable Care Act and have challenges in the midterm elections. And that goes to that number that I said of frustrated folks. It's incredibly high, much higher than I have ever seen when these polls are taken. You know, it's pretty much laid out there for you that 72% of voters believe most members of Congress should be given pink slips. Only 22% of registered voters questioned by Gallup think lawmakers deserve re-election. So this sentiment is not a new one, like I mentioned. It's been around for decades, but it's relatively, I think it's relatively, I'm not sure what the word is. It's got people, I think people are on edge. That's what it is. It's hard to describe. I think people are on edge because they're frustrated with the regulation, not making enough money, having taxes taken out of almost everything. And that's what it is. It's the bloated government. I mean, even Democrats, I know, it's not just a Republican issue or a conservative issue, are frustrated beyond belief. And that frustration is turning into other things. If you go back to 2012, 59% wanted their representatives returned. So let me say that number again. In 2012, 59% wanted their representatives returned. The percentage of voters who think their congressman should go back to Washington is 50%. So that pretty much shows you where we're at as a country and how we're thinking. As we kind of zig and zag all over the place here at the top, one of the saddest stories coming out this week is the fact that you had those veterans who were waiting on the VA in Phoenix, waiting to get an appointment. And now the personal stories are starting to filter out. The wait times led to some committing suicide, they say, because they couldn't get the help that they needed. So people with mental health care issues not getting their appointments, even when they're being told what to do as far as coming forward and with enough time, they weren't getting to the appointments because their appointments weren't made. Even when they called, they made them 4 or 5 months out. And that is very critical when you're talking about mental health, when you're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. I think that's one of the most horrific things. Attorney General Eric Holder, by the way, says he has no plans to have the Justice Department investigated at all. I mean, this is a nationwide scandal, is what we're hearing. That there are other hospitals where a similar thing has happened. I think you got to nail these people to the wall, not let them get away with this. And I think the secretary of the Veterans Administration needs to go. He's in charge. This should not have happened. This should not have happened on his watch. The Secretary of Veteran Affairs, Eric Shinsky, should not be allowed to stay in that spot. He's going to have to answer more questions, I think, and be able to come up with the right answers, because there is a sentiment on the Hill to talk about replacing him, to talk about making that happen. In the meantime, the president says to Congress, come on, let's get on these roads and bridges. We need to do it, and we need to do it now. The government is running out of money to repair the deteriorated roads, ports, all the stuff that I mentioned, the bridges. And the president says federal funding will help avert a booming, looming crisis that could stifle economic growth and torment commuters. He visited New York's Tappan Zee Bridge and said it was a central part of his administration's effort this week to call attention to the crumbling infrastructure. The major Hudson River crossing point, which it is, opened to traffic in 1955 and is now being replaced at a cost of $3.9 billion. The financing has been paid by bonds through higher tolls. So in addition to promoting a four-year, $302 billion transportation plan that he wants Congress to back, the president intended to cite efforts to cut red tape and delays in permitting. That's the big, was a big gist of his speech at the tail end of the week, is to get it done. And the Republicans were gunking up the process because they wouldn't do that. But they were the ones that were holding the funds back. The Republicans decided they would shout back and say, I'm sorry, what about the Keystone Pipeline? That's been on the shelf for 5 years. Talk about an infrastructure program that has automatic shovel-ready jobs. There it is for you, wrapped up with a bow on it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell dug his heels in and said, that's what you want to talk about. That here's the biggest program that we could have going that can help people immediately. So don't look to us as not doing anything to help in the financing, the funding, the getting these jobs moving to have these roads and bridges repaired. We haven't heard the last of the argument of who is making sure the most shovel-ready jobs actually happen, and it's more than lip service. It always sounds good in an election year. I'm going to create more jobs. And then you say to yourself, didn't we just hear this speech? Don't we always hear this speech? And what really is happening to put more Americans back to work? And what about those jobs? What about those shovel-ready jobs? It is true, and I am a proponent of the Keystone Pipeline. It's been ridiculously slow, ridiculously. All right, so stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we got some of the best stuff from the week, all wrapped into one, things that we were talking about, including Obamacare and more of the frustration to follow that could cost some politicians in the midterm elections. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Tonight, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, here's the scoop, you know, on this immigration deal. Like I said, I even got a couple of quick emails from some of you, obviously, who had heard it later in the day and exploded saying, how can this be that we were so misled to understand that what Homeland Security was saying is that people that were going to be released were not going to be criminals, but that was completely different from what we heard. So, yes, indeed, criminals were released, and they were not, it was not catch and release. It was bye-bye, you're gone. I'm sure there are plenty of people in prison who are sitting there with life sentences or close to life sentences for some of the crimes that they committed, and it's just, I mean, just outlandish to me. Think of all the things that I've talked about on this show. This one just makes the hair on your arms stand up, or the back of your neck if it doesn't do it for you on your arms. Just absolutely a nutty, nutty thing. All right, coming up on America Tonight, on a different note, you know, so many of us deal with Alzheimer's, and what a sad, terrifically tough thing to tackle Alzheimer's is. So there's been an explosion of a very creative way to raise money for Alzheimer's research, and it's Blondes versus Brunettes, the Powder Puff football games that are going on all over the United States. And we caught up with two of the coaches from Los Angeles. And in our next segment, you're going to get to hear their stories. And both of them had personal connections, Chad Cole and Joshua Gray, to family members who had Alzheimer's. So I think that this is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's about using the creativity as a way to draw people into the awareness of something that way too many of us are going to have touch our lives. And Alzheimer's is one of those explosive diseases that changes your life and has exploded as far as the numbers are concerned, too. So we'll talk to them next. Before we do that, though, as we kind of zig and zag in a couple of different areas after talking about the immigration thing and plus flinging it open to you, by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can always send me an email at americatonight.net or pound the phone lines, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Anybody else really chapped by this development that we were misled? Because I think we were really misled. Jack is listening to us in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Oh, Kate.
There we go.
How do we feel about it? Unfortunately, my dear, there is not any FCC-friendly words that I can use.
You are somebody who's tried for a very long time. You've dealt with the process of what you have to do to get to America. You know it. You've been here before. And it has to infuriate you.
Yes. It infuriates one word. I mean, you know, over the last 15 years, I've had 15 applications, and I've had 15 rejections, and they all blame. It's not because I wasn't qualified. They all blame saying that my application has been disqualified because they changed the requirements because of the pressures placed on the system by illegal immigration. Now, this is trying to do it myself, you know, without an employment-sponsored visa. And it just really irritates me because I always thought that the United States, you know, was built on the rule of law. You know, that was its great promise to the world, that here, everyone has equal protection under the law, and if you are willing to be a good, honest, upright, law-abiding citizen, then you can chase and achieve that American dream if you're willing to work for it. Now, I'm not going to fault anyone wanting to come and live in the United States. It is the greatest country in the world to live in. And, you know, I can't, you know, be disgruntled about people wanting to do that. But it does come down to there is a right way and a wrong way to do things. The right way is you stand in line, you pay your money, you do your police checks, and then when the visa is granted, you get on the plane or the boat and you come and enter the country and you become a productive member of society. And every time I hear that they're going to give amnesty to people who broke federal law, I have to think, now why did I bother raising my children to be good, honest, law-abiding citizens if we see constantly, you know, all this heartbreak and delay because we chose to be law-abiding people, that those who break the law are getting all the rewards and all the benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how is that? Why is that? That just doesn't seem fair. I mean, it's a real curveball, I have to say. An amazing curveball, that we've been tossed here by Homeland Security, and it's just infuriating.
It's discrimination on a nationwide level. they'll say, well, to go against immigration reform, supposedly you're racist. No, I don't care whether you are Latino, whether you're a fellow Australian, British, Chinese, Korean. If you enter the country illegally or you overstay your visa, you need to be deported. I'm advocating for the equal application of the law. Okay, some Mexican kids may have been brought over as kids, and by their parents, they had no control in that. But my take in that is, they know they are in the country illegally. They are aware they are in violation of the law. Should there be some sort of fast track? Yes. But only after they prove that they are willing to obey the law and go back over the border and apply from Mexico. In that case, should there be a fast track? Yes, because they've demonstrated they're willing to obey the law and go back to Mexico and then do their application. They should be fast tracked in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here it is, I've served not only, with the Australian military, I've served alongside U.S. troops, practicing Christian, I have employable skills, these all seem to be things with what's going on to be reasons not to bring him to the country. It's just ludicrous. The whole idea of immigration is to bring in, good people who will help advance and better, the nation, improve skills, improve diversity in culture, actually get real jobs, pay their taxes, seek to become citizens so they can vote in elections. I just don't get it, Kate.
Now, all the kind of people that we would want to have in this country, Jack. So, absolutely, that's the kind of people that really we're seeking. That's what we hear with the visas. And then we see how that program has also at times gotten bungled. And it's just such a shame, Jack. Thanks. Keep on fighting the good fight. And the numbers in 2013, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, 36,007 convicted criminal aliens is what they're listed as, that they were waiting for the outcome of their deportation cases. So a total of 88,000 convictions. The Center for Immigration Studies, and we've had people on from the CIS, a Washington-based advocacy group, released the statistics on Monday in their bid to draw attention to what the organization says are lax enforcement practices by the Obama administration. And the stats don't lie. 193 murder convictions, 426 sexual assault convictions, 303 kidnapping convictions. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. This just stinks. Coming up next, we're going to lighten the load in a sense because there's something really good happening across the country. We're going to L.A. next to talk about it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And for all of you in those nooks and crannies listening to us across America, blondes versus brunettes, what an event. And like I said, the event gets bigger and bigger. And in Los Angeles, boy, it's become a super big event. I've seen what that's like. And what this is about is just, again, the marriage to the charity is so incredible. And what are we talking about when we say blondes versus brunettes? As somebody who covers sports and used to fly with the Dallas Cowboys, you know, we're not talking about the Victoria's Secret models, but we're talking about some really, really cool chicks that I'm sure are really attractive as well that are tackling Alzheimer's. And the blondes versus brunettes powder puff football team in L.A. is led by these two guys. They're the coaches for the team, Chad Cole and Joshua Gray. And they are joining us from the West Coast now. Hey, Chad and Joshua, how are you guys doing?
Excellent. Well, thank you for having us.
So, Chad, how do you field a team? How do you find a team that can be competitive and have fun and get the meaning of this?
You know, it really comes down to word of mouth. The girls get out there and start playing with each other, and they have just such great experiences, you know, growing as a team, that it spreads like wildfire, really.
It spreads like wildfire. So once you get the team assembled, first of all, Josh, how many girls do you have to have on this team? And then when do you have these practices?
We'd love to have as many as possible because members on the team, more fundraising for this important cause. But to really assemble a competitive team, I'd say you need at least two people per position, perhaps an extra, you know, one or two there, when you can get it. But everybody's very passionate about this, and if their passion is there and they're athletic, then it's not difficult to teach these talented women the game, and then they get right into it.
What made you get involved, Josh?
Well, I run the largest flag football, my wife and I organize the largest flag football group, co-ed group here in L.A., perhaps in the country. We can't verify that, but we have about 1,300 members. And last year, a lot of the female members were playing in the blonde versus brunette game. And our large organization came out in full force and support of the cause, and we showed up on game day, and I learned about it there. And then I was recruited this year to, coach the blondes. So many of my players from our group were already in it. And quite frankly, my wife has two family members who died from the disease. And we were also the primary financial caretaker for a family member for 2 years for the end of her life. So when you put the football that we're passionate about and this important cause that's afflicted both of our families, it just made sense.
Yeah, good for you for doing that. Wow. Chad, how about you? What got you involved in this?
A few years back, I decided to spend some time volunteering with the Alzheimer's Association, and they mentioned to me that they were going to be trying to launch Blondes versus Brunettes Los Angeles, and I have a football background myself, and I thought this is perfect. It's the perfect way for me to dedicate my time, and we started small. And, we've grown exponentially year by year. So my grandmother suffered from the disease for over a decade. And so I got to see, firsthand the effects. And, it just became a cause that was very near and dear to my heart after that.
Do you think the so you're the coach of the brunettes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the coach. So how's the brunette team, Chad, going to beat the Joshua Gray-led blonde team this time out? Can you give us some secrets?
I don't know. I'm hearing some good rumors about the blondes this year. So we're going to take it to them. We come out, we play hard. Both teams play hard. And we're just going to make sure the girls put every ounce of their effort out there on the field.
How do you get people, Josh, how do you get more? Now, obviously, what's tremendous is both of you, it's not tremendous that it happened, but that you both have a personal experience tied to the charity, to the cause, tackling Alzheimer's and how much that means to you. How do you continue to get this to grow and grow and grow? Because I would imagine, especially with the family ties, the more you can raise, the more awareness, the better off you are, right?
Absolutely. Chad hit it on the nose. It's really word of mouth. I'll give you a great example. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were at a birthday party at a local brewery, and we met through a friend, and we met her once before, but we started talking, and we told her about what we were doing. My wife is playing, I'm coaching, and then she told me that her grandfather has Alzheimer's. She told me that she played soccer for 11 years. And she jumped at the opportunity. All it took was for her to know it existed. This disease is so pervasive that it just means you could just randomly strike up a conversation, and then the next thing, you've got a passionate person on the football field. And I can really tell you, so many people are athletic on the team, but when you combine the athleticism with the passion and the cause, because it's personally affected you, these tend to be the people who turn out for the practice the most, who are most dedicated, and really are part of the team concept. So that's what you do. You simply put it out there, let them know about it, and quite frankly, unfortunately, because the cause is so pervasive, it just happens naturally.
So thanks for telling us that, Chad. From the perspective of watching the game, tell us the rules. What can we expect if we support it and then we go out, we want to see it?
Well, you can expect an exciting game. Basically, we have a format with no special teams, so there won't be kickoffs or anything. It's every four plays you need to reach a first down, 20 yards. And I expect some great aerial attacks from the Blondes this year, so we're definitely teaching our cornerbacks really well.
How long does it usually take? How long does the game run, Josh?
Games are an hour long. There is a halftime. And it was a very competitive game last year. And I appreciate Chad, saying that. But obviously he knows some of our secrets. So this tends to be a ground game. Chad talks about the rules. It's very effective. It's a wide field. But it's an exciting game to throw the ball, and it allows you to spread the ball to more players when you can throw it to them versus just handing it off to the same, really kind of speedsters. So, but it's an exciting game.
And we mentioned this, the Blonde versus Brunettes event takes place all over the country, because I know there's people listening to this show all over the country, not just in Los Angeles, where Chad and Josh have their two teams competing against each other. And in Dallas, for example, I know that in the last 6 years, they've raised well over $1 million, which is tremendous because, Josh, as you mentioned, this disease, sadly, has become so prevalent that you can be in a coffee shop, have a conversation with somebody, and they know somebody who has Alzheimer's, somebody in their family, or they think they have it, or they've been diagnosed, and it is really, really a rough thing to watch. I saw that with my great aunt, just a tremendous woman. And sometimes, Aunt Dot knew you, and sometimes she didn't know you. Did you find the same thing with your family members?
We did. It's very interesting. It's very complex when you are when you're having a relationship with somebody who does in fact have Alzheimer's, because in most relationships in life, there's a give and take, an affinity and an affection. You're touching, you're communicating, you're talking, you're acknowledging each other. And when you're in a relationship with somebody with Alzheimer's, you have to understand a very one-way relationship once the disease has become advanced. And it's only your love for this person, this deep in love, that manages that relationship, because you don't get back what you normally get. And it's still so fulfilling and so rewarding in some way. I may be oversimplifying it, but it's kind of the way when you give somebody a tip at the coffee shop, you want them to know that you tipped them, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do, whether they know about it or not.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. Absolutely. You guys are terrific. If somebody wants to go and donate, how can they do that?
There's three ways to do it. You can contact us on Facebook, and it's easy. It's Blondes vs. Brunettes, Los Angeles. Our Twitter is @ALZLAYPC. So that's Alzheimer's Los Angeles Young Professionals Committee. And then, of course, @ALZ.org. And if you go to our Twitter and our Facebook, you'll see fundraising links where you can go for our actual L.A. Version of Blondes vs. Brunettes, and you'll be able to make a donation. We're not only trying to beat the Brunettes this year on the field, but also in the fundraising. But in the end, it's two teams fighting on the field, but two teams in a unified cause. And that's what's so special about this. Chad and I are friends, and after the party, after the game, no matter who wins, we're going to all get together, and everybody's nice and gets along, and we just celebrate because of what we accomplished by raising so much money. So please contact us. Again, Blondes vs. Brunettes, Los Angeles, and Twitter @ALZLAYPC and ALZ.org.
Love it. Josh Gray, Chad Cole, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Kate.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, If Dill works hard to stay in balance, thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And the rest of the crew and all of our friends also listening in, believe it or not, in Venezuela. Got a couple of notes from some people in that area, including Esteban and Juan. So here's the thing. We've been talking about everything from immigration to mixing up what else has happened on the day and what else is that? Well, I got a big blunder to tell you about. I want to save it to the very last moment. And also the fact that the pings from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 might not have really meant anything. The four underwater signals that search teams detected are still, they say, the most promising lead in the search. But are they pings from the plane's data recorders? Well, you know what? The Wall Street Journal said that they believe only the first two signals are relevant to the search. I think they have a better chance of finding Amelia Earhart's plane. Now they're pumping more money into that search then finding this Flight 370, the disappearing 777 since March 8th. Hey, if you want to shake it up with us and dance on the floor, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Robin in Massachusetts. Hey, Robin, thanks for hanging. What's up?
Kate, I was listening to you talk about the brunettes against blondes. And Alzheimer's is a difficult disease. And I say disease for a reason, and bear with me. Now, I can't say any more better than what you did and Jack did on immigration, but I'm going to tell you a little story. We've got big on the East Coast right now with that allergy. So I called my doctor, had to wait 2 days. So I went to walk-in clinic today, waiting, and before me, three people get up. And they need a translator, and the father's visiting from another country. So they said, do you have a license? And he says, no. He goes, I have a passport. And they go, do you have it? He says, no. We're paying cash. So he got seen, which we can't deny care, but you don't know if that person was an illegal alien. There's another aspect of this in immigration that could really hurt all of us that no one's thinking about is disease control. Now, didn't we have another case of SCARS come in?
Another case of MERS, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Isn't TB rampant?
Didn't
we have an epidemic of whooping cough? You know, what about protecting the citizens within the United States by having people come in and get checked that they're not coming in with diseases that are going to make you sick, me sick, make your children possibly die? You know, no one's thinking about that. And it's possibility.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking about it. That MERS thing, I think, is very, very scary. Even they're saying, oh, no, big problem, except for that it comes from Saudi Arabia. This is where we think we traced it back to. The person was on five different flights. And exactly what you said, somebody coming in from other places, dragging in things with them that can lead to epidemics. Yep.
And no one wants to talk about that. You know,
yeah, of course not.
A bleeding heart, you know what I mean? And I understand that. But, I mean, if you have immigration, you know, I can't turn around and bring fireworks down from New Hampshire because it's illegal. I can't turn around and say, well, it's an unregistered load. You know what I mean? This playing of the definition of the law is insane. You know, you can't arbitrarily use it for a certain group of people. You know, it's supposed to be liberty and justice for all. Then everyone should have that opportunity. But to turn around and have people come in here illegally and give them special privilege is not liberty and justice for all. It's special privileges for special people. You know, like Jack said, you've got people coming in who are highly educated, you know, who have job skills, college-educated people who could contribute to society. Not saying that other people can't, okay, but maybe that person was, you know, a chemist that comes to the United States and, you know, makes the cancer the cure for cancer or something. He can't get in.
Right.
Because he has to go through immigration. Now, how stupid is that?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And the fact that we let so many of the criminals out, but hey, how about the other guy down on that's just down the row who's in for murder, but he wasn't an illegal immigrant or kidnapping or sexual assault? It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, crazy. Thanks.
Have fun. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks for hanging. We appreciate it because she waited for a while for us. And there you go. Hard opinions. You know, there is no gray area with this because I think she really hit it. You know, she hit the nail on the head when she said special privileges for special people. It just can't be that way. How has this equation flipped? I don't understand. I don't understand. And, you know, and what we were told was that it would be people, not people who had committed any serious crimes. And that's the problem I have with the release of the amount of people that were released in 2013. All right. So we did just brush over that, the MERS thing. There's another patient that turned up at an American hospital, this time dragged through Orlando. They didn't identify the man, but said he was a 44-year-old healthcare worker, and he was based in Saudi Arabia, which has been the center of the outbreak of that thing. He flew from the U.S. from Saudi Arabia to visit family in Orlando. He traveled through London, Boston, and Atlanta on the way. All the passengers on the U.S. leg of the journey are being notified to look for possible symptoms of the virus. So you just happen to have a brush with this guy because you're in Boston or Atlanta on one of the flights that he's on. The risk of transmission is considered, they say, very slight. I talked to somebody today who said, oh, don't count on it. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are worried they don't want a bunch of conversation out there that stirs the pot. But they say it's transmitted by close personal contact. So if you sat next to the guy, there's probably a chance. So is the public at risk for the virus? Let's hope not. But obviously they're talking to the people. Imagine getting that phone call. Hey, you need to come in and be checked. Are you seeing these symptoms? Acute respiratory problems, cold, that kind of thing. It's been spreading. For MERS, there have been 538 lab-confirmed cases, 145 deaths. The patient in Orlando got ill on the first flight, but not ill enough to tell a doctor. Then he became concerned because he was still feeling sick. He went to the emergency room, and that's when they discovered it. He identified himself as recently having been in Saudi Arabia, so he was quickly isolated to avoid contaminating other patients. And they believe that the MERS thing comes from camels in the Middle East. So he's in stable condition at the hospital. Not good. It wouldn't make me feel good to get that phone call. The other patient is in Indiana. And they were worried about the spread there. SARS, which is a related virus, was pretty relatively easy to stop a decade ago because it was being transmitted by caged animals in Chinese markets. I mean, we're going to see more and more of this virus stuff, which is why I was in Grenada at the beginning of the year. And we're going to talk to more of the people who are some of the rock star doctors when it comes to viruses and find out what kind of risk that you and I are in right now because of world travel and things that have happened, how the world has changed. I think it'd be, like I said, very frightening to get that phone call. Hey, were you sitting next to this guy on this flight from Boston? Yikes. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.